Have you ever wondered, where is God now? Doesn't He love me? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. A close friend of mine has gone through a lot in life, seen a lot, been hurt a lot. And one time I asked them to tell me their testimony, and essentially they shared that knowing God was there is what got them through those hard times, even when they knew little else about the Bible. They knew that God was with them. Are you struggling with this idea right now? Well, if so, I hope that today's Devo is able to speak and encourage you where you are. It's called On God's Palms by Cheryl Elton. Have you ever wondered, where is God now? Doesn't He love me? Isaiah 49:15-16 presents one of the most beautiful expressions of God's everlasting love in all of Scripture. God contrasts His love with one of the closest human bonds, that of a mother with her nursing child. As unlikely as it is, a woman could forget her child. Yet God says He will never forget us. Then God says He has inscribed us, some translations even say tattooed, us on the palms of His hands. Why is this significant? Because our palms contain some of the most sensitive areas of skin on our bodies. Getting a tattoo on your palm is not only extremely painful, but it can also take weeks or even months to heal. When God says, "I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands," He is using figurative language to say that He would go to the excruciating pain of having our names tattooed on His palms so that we would be ever before His face. Isn't that incredible? And it gets even better. The scripture points forward to Jesus. God loves us so much that He took on human flesh and went through the excruciating pain of the cross to be with us. And Jesus' hands still bear those scars. If you know Jesus, you can rest assured that your name is permanently inscribed on God's palm. This represents all of you, your fears, loneliness, circumstances, desires, and dreams. Everything that concerns you is always before Him, because He loves you. So let's talk about this a little bit more. Can you think of a time God's love felt distant? We all experience times like this, but the truth is, God wants to be with us. Our sin separated us from God, yet Jesus came to endure the pain of the cross so our sins could be forgiven and we could have an intimate and lasting relationship with Him. How could it be helpful to meditate on this good news through scriptures like today's? In Psalm 42, David struggles with acknowledging God's love while feeling far from it, even crying out to God, "Why have you forgotten me?" How can David's raw lament in this psalm provide comfort to us? As you and I can read in Isaiah 49:16, "Look, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 through 16, and Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, today's Devo was packed with awesome scripture, scripture that I didn't actually list all of. If you're interested in diving deeper into today's topic, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app and check out today's story. If you scroll down to the bottom near the questions, you'll find an extra selection of scripture to check out. Also join us for tomorrow's Devo called Pendulums with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.